Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Simon Kizer-Beach, is urging individuals here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines to report any positive results from conducting COVID-19 tests. She says this applies for people who test at home, at private medical facilities, as well as at public health facilities.
So currently, going back within 7 days of diagnosis from the 20th, and including all of those antigens, we have a total of 38 active cases that we know of in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And again, I'm going to stress that we know of, because those are just the cases reported to us. So whether those are cases in our system, somebody went to a government facility and was tested and we have those results, or some of our partner labs and clinics that report to us in terms of they're doing testing and they will report their findings to us. So we have those. But we are quite aware of the fact that there are a lot of persons out there who are buying tests, doing home testing, and they're not reporting to us or even maybe their GP, or if they're even reporting to their GP, the GP is not reporting to us. And we have to remind everybody that COVID is a notifiable disease. I'm reminding the practitioners, the labs, the clinics, the private doctors that you need to report so that we can have a truer picture of what is really happening in the community. So we are seeing this spike, and we are seeing it in one particular community. So we are doing our contact tracing there, and we are looking for a source in terms of an event. Even as we do that, we are really cautioning persons. We still have COVID circulating. We are cautioning persons to use all of the proven methods. Wear your mask. Don't find yourself in a crowd. If you do, even more important, to wear your mask, try and stay away from being close to persons, sanitize, give yourself space, and get vaccinated and get boosted. You need to have your boosters. If it's more than 5 months since your last shot, you need to have another one.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kizer-Beach. Regionally, the Prime Minister of Jamaica, Andrew Holness, has defended his government's decision to end its mask mandate and requirement for COVID-19 testing by people entering the country, saying that it is up to citizens to act responsibly. The government discontinued both measures last week, Friday. And while Prime Minister Holness acknowledged the concerns, he said it has become increasingly difficult to maintain the restrictions. Internationally, there are fresh efforts to relocate entire communities in areas of Shanghai as Chinese authorities enforce extreme measures to try to stop a new wave of COVID-19. Officials say the plan is to transfer residents to quarantine facilities more than 100 miles away, where they will stay for at least 1 week. According to the notice, young children, the elderly, and those with disabilities could be excluded. It says only those who tested negative could go, and it is not clear why people with negative tests are being moved. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update.